To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of a sun-illuminated cloud floating over a marina, a stone wall, and green grass comes to us from a friend whose identity will remain safely hidden because I am not able to recall who they were or where they captured this photo. But I had no sooner wrote that this morning that when, just like that, their name popped into my head. Not for nothing, but I swear the Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth, and apparently brought this little detail into remembrance. This friend, who our Heavenly Father will never forget, actually has a real heart for God and serves the Lord with a Christian motorcycle ministry. I suspect that they may have been thinking about the Israelites being led by a cloud by day as they wandered through the desert, or maybe the glory cloud that filled the temple in Exodus 40 when they captured this photo while on vacation in St. Augustine, Florida, back in December of 2021. Well, it's Tuesday, and no matter if someone has forgotten your name or where you're from, I can assure you that just because you can't see anyone with you and you may feel all alone, if you have made Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, I can assure you that you are never alone. The question is, will you reach out to try to communicate with the one who will never leave you or forsake you? And if he speaks, will you listen and follow his lead? As someone who has been led out of his own personal desert of addictions, depression, anxiety, and anger, and who has been preaching and teaching the gospel and the benefits of a life of Christian discipleship for years, I am blessed when people think to reach out to me for advice or for prayer, and in either case, I'm quick to give it. Social media can tell you a lot about what is going on in someone's life, as much as most of us try to present a positive image of ourselves on social media. The hurting don't seem to have the presence of mind to consider how they will be perceived, or just don't care and share everything that is going on in their lives. Changing relationship statuses, late night nearly unintelligible posts, and bitter or angry memes show us that people are hurting. Unfortunately, most of us seek happiness through relationships, substances, or the accumulation of material things or experiences, and may discover, like I did, that none of those things provide lasting satisfaction or a sense of fulfillment. We can go through our life building up a home or a career to meet our physical and emotional needs, but have no consideration for our spiritual need to know God and to be in a harmonious relationship with Him. So when I see that friends are clearly suffering through the subtle or not so subtle hints they leave on social media, I'll say a quick prayer for them to seek the Lord, because I know that pestering someone with advice when they don't want it is an exercise in futility. And because I know that a relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ is the only thing that can truly heal and fulfill a person. In my experience, some people will humble themselves and ask for help, but many times they will receive it, have some victory because of their coming to God in repentance, and will have success over their current crisis. But then, when the storm settles, they walk away from our fellowship, and invariably I will see those signs on social media again that indicate they are back in the things that they had victory over when they were following the Lord. If you were in a desert and being led by a cloud, from oasis to oasis, would you decide to go your own way? Amazingly, the answer for some is a hearty, rebellious yes. God doesn't force you to follow Him. He allows us to go our own way, even when our way is headed for pain or destruction. But He is also a merciful God, and when we survive the consequences of our selfish and foolish choices, He will leave the door open to welcome us back home. So if you unwittingly or willfully stop following the Lord's guidance for years or just for a few months, weeks, or days, the good news is that He wants you to walk with Him again. You just have to reach out in prayer to the Lord to tell Him you recognize the error of your ways and to tell Him that you need His help and want to follow Him to wherever He wants to take you. They say that a journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. So take that step today and keep taking that step, and the Lord will guide you to the abundant life that is free of guilt, shame, regret, bitterness, anger, fear, and even boredom. God has a plan for your life, and when you call on Him and seek His will and ways, He will reveal it to you. So start or keep walking and talking with God. It's the journey that leads from here to eternity, so it's best to start enjoying it now. Today's Bible verse comes to us from the New Living Translation Bible Promise Book for Men. This morning's meditation verse is Psalm 121:8, and it says, as I pull up the right version, "The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever." And the New King James Version says, "The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore." Well, it's funny how these random verses drawn from a men's devotional book seem to line up with the message every day. We spoke about our journey of faith and how the Lord will guide us if we simply ask Him for His help and agree to follow Him. And sure enough, today's Bible verse speaks of our going out and coming in and how the Lord will preserve us from this time forth and forevermore. And He will keep watch over us as you go, you know, as we come and go, both now and forever. The implication is, of course, that we will be walking with the Lord and not walking away from Him. This is one of many Bible verses that speaks of the Lord's protection of His people. For those in Christ, we are His people. He gives us the ultimate protection of our salvation and will literally intervene for us at times through His providence and quite possibly through miracles. But as someone who has suffered injury and disease after coming to Christ, I can tell you that we are not given spiritual bulletproof vests and that we are to still be good stewards of our bodies through exercise and good nutrition and by making wise choices with what we choose to do. Foolish choices have consequences. A mind preoccupied with negative emotions or things other than what we are doing at the time can cause us to not be careful and can lead to accidents and suffering. Yes, God is walking with you and will persevere your comings and goings, but our responsibility is to walk with Him and to use the gifts of observation and discernment to aid in the Lord's protection of us. We can't do something stupid and then turn to the Lord and say, "Why didn't you protect me?" We can't engage in an unhealthy lifestyle and then ask the Lord, why did this health problem happen to me? The Lord has created the world with natural laws of cause and effects, and uses it to test and train us in wisdom. So if negative effects befall us, we need to examine what happened and try to avoid similar outcomes in the future by learning from our experiences. The Lord will protect us and preserve us, but let's be careful out there and rejoice over all the calamities that don't happen to us, and thank the Lord for giving us minds to think and eyes to see what we are doing wrong and the ability to change our ways to His ways. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian theologians and counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue to share from Dr. Neil Anderson's Restored, Experience Life with Jesus. Today, we continue, we begin sharing from Chapter 5, Overcoming Rebellion. So if you're following the cloud and decide to go your own way, Chapter 5's for you, because it speaks to the rebel's heart and how to overcome rebellion. And today's post asks the question, who is in control? So if you want to know who's in control and you want to overcome rebellion, you can check out that resource on mtforchrist.org today. And also as a reminder, the book Restored, Neil Anderson's book, is available for a free download at FICM.org, Freedom of Christ Ministries. So if you want the entire resource, it's yours for the taking. And I don't know about you, but I love free ebooks. I got about 1,000, or well, that's more than 1,000. So yeah, that's an issue. Anyway, I have a large digital library. But we encourage study, obviously, reading books, and we discuss, and obviously we encourage people to follow the Lord on the path of Christian discipleship. And one way you can get on that path is by listening to the podcast classes that we have online of our discipleship series from last year. We did 3 studies: one, Victory Over the Darkness; the 2, The Bondage Breaker; and 3, Freedom in Christ. And they're all based on Dr. Neil Anderson's work and the Word of God, and they're all available on our podcast. If you want to take a deeper step in the material, you can receive the class materials by contacting me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com. I also want to announce that my wife, Tammy Lynn, has begun her own podcast. It's called the Ask, Seek, and Knock podcast on Podbean, and I'm sharing a link for that on the on mtforchrist.org. So if you want to check out my wife's podcast, I did rebroadcast her podcast on MT for Christ 24/7. So if you wanted to listen to that to get a taste, there it is. But I would suggest, you know, going to Podbean and following her so you can get all her stuff, because I won't be stealing her podcast from mine. We'll just share her first episode and then leave it up to her and the Lord to build it and bless it. She also created a Facebook group called Ask, Seek, Knock on Facebook, where she's going to share her daily encouragements and podcast. So if you don't want to follow her on Podbean, you can go to the Facebook page, become a member, and you'll get all her podcasts that way. I would suggest doing both, but that's available to you as well. We also encourage the study of the Word of God, and as we study the Bible, we read the Bible every day, basically, and that's what a Christian disciple does. You know, how does a Christian live? He reads the Bible, and he lives by it. How about that? So we encourage that by sharing our Bible study discussion that we have each week with Arthur and Susanna Sincotti. It's called Bible Study with the Sincottis, and my wife, and sometimes Pastor Bob, will be on that podcast. So if you want to check that out, it's on mtforchrist.org under Bible Study with the Sincottis, and it's under the podcast the same way. We do a topical study each week, authored by Arthur Sincotti. So if you want, you can look at the outline on mtforchrist.org and go right into the podcast, right into that blog post, and there's a link for the podcast, so you can read and listen along as we discuss the material. All right, it's Tuesday and everyone's got to work. Well, most people. No judgment there, just most people do. Let's pray, because we need it. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. We thank you for all that you've provided us with, Lord. And today we just want to come alongside of the people listening today and their prayer request. We got a request directly for someone in his family who's suffering from COVID, Lord, so you know who they are. We pray for their healing. We also pray for the healing of the other people that we prayed for earlier today. And we're praying for the petitions, the prayer petitions of the people listening today, whatever situations they're going through, whatever healing they need, Lord. We're praying for them, that you would come alongside them. Lord, of course, we pray every day for you to bless me and our listeners, basically, with your provision, your prosperity, and your protection as we go about the day. Lord, we really need you to go before us today and set things up for us to help us in our walk with you. We pray for the Holy Spirit to anoint us and to lead us into all the truth that we need to see, and to guide us in the way we should go, and the good works that we can do at our jobs or in our friends and family relationships. Lord, we just pray that you use us and protect us and lead us all back home again at the end of the day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.